jagged cliffside, on a sturdy branch poking out of the rushing falls, a baby bunny sat shivering. One small movement and the rabbit would fall from its precarious perch to its death in the water below. "I've been in worse situations, I think," Stacy thought. "I can do this." She tilted her head back to get a better look at the bunny. It was white with black spots, and its little ears were flopped in front of its eyes, either because it didn't want to face the reality of its dangerous situation, or because the mist from the waterfall had plastered them there. In an attempt to reach it, Stacy tried swinging her right arm down behind her, but the small creature was still a few feet from her fingertips. She turned her attention back to the angry wolf, who had not loosened his grip on her jacket sleeve. "It's okay, Everest," Stacy said calmly. The large wolf replied with a low, rumbling growl. "If you relax your hold just a tiny bit, I can lean far enough to grab it, probably." Once again, the wolf growled a warning. "Let me go, Everest," Stacy said, more firmly this time. Everest didn't often respond to commands, even though Stacy knew he understood them, but she had to try anyway. "I can do it," she insisted. The wolf shook his head. His eyes had a pleading look. If he could talk, Stacy knew what he would say to her. "It's my job to keep you safe." "And it's my job to rescue this bunny," Stacy thought. "And that's exactly what I'm going to do." The mental exchange between them lasted only a few seconds, but it gave Stacy the time she needed to think over the rescue in her mind. Everything would depend on perfect precision and split-second timing. Finally, she had her plan. "Fine," she said, and watched the wolf back off. Then, with a grin, "You can keep the jacket, Everest. I didn't want it to get wet anyway." Everest's silver eyes flashed as he realized what Stacy was about to do, but he was too late. In one fluid motion, Stacy wriggled out of her jacket, rolled into the stream, and flipped around just as she slid over the edge into the waterfall. As she fell, her hands reached for, and thankfully found, the slick branch with the bunny. She grabbed the branch with one hand and scooped up the baby rabbit with the other, sheltering it against her chest while her feet found footing on the wet rocks behind the falls. Water pounded on her back, spraying in all directions while she struggled to maintain her position. She looked around, frantically searching for a way back onto the mountain, but she quickly realized there was nowhere to go but down. Stacy tucked the bunny underneath her well-worn blue and white striped shirt, a cast-off from some careless camper who'd left it behind in the woods where Stacy lived. "Noah!" she shouted. "Are you ready?" She waited for the sound of a bark or a howl from below, but she was met only with the deafening noise of the falls. Her feet were beginning to slip and her fingers were having trouble holding on to the slimy branch. "I hope rabbits know how to hold their breath," she whispered to the little creature. Stacy inhaled deeply, closed her eyes, and leaped. She crossed both her arms across her chest, hugging the rabbit close to her as the two of them plunged into the swirling rapids. After crashing through the surface, Stacy opened her eyes underwater. Unfortunately, the churning made it impossible for her to see which way was up. She blew a little bit of air out of her mouth and watched the bubbles float away to her left. Ah, that way. But even kicking as hard as she could, she was stuck in the circular current where the waterfall cascaded into the river. If only she'd been able to jump several feet out from the waterfall rather than straight down. "Relax," she told herself. "Noah's coming. Don't panic. If you do, you'll drown." With her last bit of air, Stacy pressed her lips to the bunny's tiny mouth and blew into its lungs, trying to keep it alive. And then she did what she'd told herself to do. She relaxed, sinking further into the pool down below the rapids. Suspended in the dark blue-green water underneath the churning waves, she started to count in her head. 1, 2, 3, 4. She hadn't yet reached 5 when she felt a large jaw close around her shoulder. The wolf's grip was tight, tight enough to pull her to the surface and then proceed to maneuver her downriver where the water was calm. With her head above the surface, Stacy gulped in